The Hebrew Order of David is one of our community's oldest and most established global outreach organizations. Join Stan Clare for the next hour as he explores the issues facing the men in the community. The HOD Hour is a fundraising initiative for the HOD. Welcome to the HOD Hour with Stan Clare.
And good evening. I'm Stan Clare. I'm the Grand Secretary of the Hebrew Order of David. I have with me in the studio Thabo Mangeni, who is he's going to do the controls and make sure that everything runs smoothly. And as my guest tonight is Michael Krasner. He's an honorary member of the Hebrew Order of David International, an international honorary member. And we're focusing tonight on fundraising. Just as a sort of introduction, 2 weeks ago we had Ray Ringel, and I wonder how many people of you were listening. I hope all of you. And she made one point, which I think is integral to what we're going to talk about tonight. She said an organization's capacity to strive for excellence is integrally linked to its capacity to raise the necessary funds and its ability to ask for them. And Mark Krasner, who's my guest tonight, has turned asking for money into an art form, able to go into the top offices in the country and speak to captains of industry and raise money. And he's done this for many, many years. So, Mike, welcome, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Stan, for having me this evening. It's indeed a great pleasure and honor for me to be here this evening as your guest.
Okay. So, and thank you for, as I said, thank you for being here. I want to take you back to your roots in the Hebrew Order of David. So give us some background of how you came to the order, where you started.
Stan, as you know, I've always been a person, a community person. And I started off in Benoni, grew up in Springs, landed up in Benoni, and joined this worthy organization. There were stalwarts of the order in those days. We had quite a substantial amount of members. And they said to me that I should actually join the order, which I did. And I've never looked back. I've been a member of this worthy organization for 48 years, during which I've achieved many things. I've achieved meeting people, mixing in with the community, listening to people. And it's indeed been a pleasure for me to go through these annals. Thank you, Stan.
No, thank you. And let me tell you a little bit about Mike, which he hasn't said. And those of you who are even associated with the Selwyn Siegel will know that on a Friday night, Michael goes there and he says Kiddush for them and he breaks the bread. And he takes the kids out on a Sunday morning for a treat. He visits the hospitals around Johannesburg to visit those in hospital or Refuah Shlema. We have a Refuah Shlema book which we deliver and he takes it around. He's one of the leading people who do that on behalf of the order, which is something which we've always done, but, it's not always everybody's cup of tea. And Mark, as I said, it's something which you do with such a big heart that it's just amazing to watch.
Thank you very, very much, Stan. I appreciate your comments. And I enjoy, as I say, seeing people, talking to people, and making people worthwhile, making people feel they're someone in this world. And my motto is always to be able to help people in every possible way, which I have done over the years. And I do get self-gratification from doing this. I must say it has been fantastic, and I'm really very thankful for that.
So there's more to the Krasner family than meets the eye. I'm not talking about in bulk. I'm talking about in the offspring, because Avron Krasner, the current deputy grand president of the Hebrew Order of David, is Michael's son. Michael and the family have really been part of this organization. They brought Aviron in, and Aviron has gone right to the top. He was at one stage the Grand Treasurer, but today he's headed for his destiny, which is going to be the Grand President in a year's time when the conference of the Hebrew Order of David International will be held here. And Michael, for his work and his dedication to really to the cause, has been elevated to through the ranks and been elevated to an honorary membership of the order, which is very few and far between. Not too many people will get that honor. It's a once in a lifetime. It's a lifetime award, and it's due to the fact that the fundraising that he's done, particularly, but also behind the scenes, the kind of work that he does, and he exemplifies what a true member of the Hebrew Order of David is, a brother of the Hebrew Order of David. It says everything.
Thank you, Stan. If I may just elaborate on one or two things.
Please.
It is indeed a pleasure for me to be able to collar my son, and I think there are not many people who can say this, that I have the pleasure, please God, to collar Aviron as the first father to collar a son in this worthy organization. It is indeed an honor, and I'm very proud of the fact that he is going to be the next Grand President.
Okay, but this is not about Aviron. This is about Michael.
Yes.
And so tell us a kind of, you're the member of the Sir Harry Grayman Lodge, which is the Benoni Lodge, the second oldest lodge in the order, is over 100 years old itself. The Hebrew Order of David started in 1904. The Sir Harry Grayman Lodge, the second lodge, and became, as past the 100 mark a couple of years ago. We had a celebration, but they do fundraising, and the chief fundraiser is Michael Krasner, and they have a golf day coming up towards the end of the year, and he's looking for, and that's the reason why he's here today, because I read somewhere that you shouldn't be afraid to ask. You should be proud to ask for donations, because it's always going to a good cause. It's not the asking, it's the giving. And people associate with giving, and you have a knack of doing it in a nice way, of speaking to people who really then can't say no.
Thank you, Stan. There are generous donators, people who donate money, and I want to, if I may, just thank those people who always, on a continuing basis, every year, give us funds for our golf day, which I must tell you is very successful. We have participants. We have about a field of 100 golfers, and we have sponsors from the various companies who sponsor us. And I must say it's always been successful. Stan, you spoke about our lodge. As you know, it's been named after the first Jewish mayor, Sir Harry Grayman. We have 16 members, active members, and we give when we raise funds to worthy charities. We give our money to 10 worthy charities. As you know, it's never enough, but obviously the more one can raise, the more one can give to various causes.
Right, and the fact is that the money that you raise is not, you don't hive off anything. You don't use it for running the lodge, because this is a voluntary organization, and what we raise is what we give away. And I'd just like to, besides Sari Grayman Lodge, we've had some success over the last few months. We've had, earlier in the year, we had Rolf Meyer came to talk to the HRD. It was a fundraising event, and we gave some equipment to Hatzola. And now, last week, we had Joel Stransky, the Springbok legend, and instead of payment to him, he asked us to give the Lumo Hawk Foundation, which is his pet charity, and they test the eyesight of underprivileged children and supply them with glasses. So the Hebrew Order of David digs deep, but the community helps us in many different ways. And the kind of events that we have generally will yield good profits and good surplus money. Then we're very proud to be able to give this away. It's only with the generosity of the community that we're able to do that. And Mark, what's the secret? you're not scared to ask.
No.
I've seen you in action.
No, as I've said before, it's being able to communicate with people, spreading the word, telling them what it's all about, who you're giving the money to charity, who the charities are, who the people are that are involved. And that's what makes it such a successful event, our fundraiser, because we're able to distinguish amongst the charity who the charities are and what it's all about.
So a lot of organizations will run small projects and ask for small amounts of money. You go in at the top. So when you ask for people, you ask them to really make a sizable donation. And I think they find it very hard to refuse you. You have the gift of the gab. You know to speak to. And also what I've found is that you don't talk to the people at the top only, but you'll speak to the PAs, you'll speak to the secretaries, you'll speak to the members of the staff, and they will make that entree. So the gatekeepers who everybody else comes up against somehow fall away and you go right to the top. It's impressive.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate your comments.
No, it's good to watch. So the next is the golf day. What else is Sari Groman involved in?
Well, we've got a bowls day as well, that we're having an event named after one of our very good people who were in the lodge. A guy was a very good bowler, and we want to perpetuate his memory. His name is Harvey Berlin. He was a wonderful guy, and he really took bowls to heart. And he was really dedicated when it came to playing bowls. And we're going to have the day dedicated to him.
Harvey Berlin, well known in the Far East Rand.
Correct.
Hotel keeper, owner of the hotel, and always a person also very willing to help at all times, and really a good lodge member in his own right.
Yes, no, Harvey, Brother Harvey was a wonderful man. And we obviously don't want to forget a person of his repute. So we're holding this golf day as well.
And in England, Harvey Berlin's son, David is a member of the order there. He's risen up in the ranks. He's a staunch member of the Hebrew Order of David in the lodges in the United Kingdom, does a lot of good work.
Right.
In fact, he and I were associated in a business in a software business, which he represented the company that I was working with here in South Africa. Mm. And that's how I came across him. I didn't know.
Right.
But Harvey, of course, well-known in the community and well-known across the board. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the other projects while what we're talking about, and you've been involved in some of them. So we have the Royals, which is a morning entertainment for elderly people. They come to the HRD Center, which is in Orchards, and they get a cup of tea and cake, but they also listen to an entertainer. Last week, in fact, we had Ezra Scher, the cantor at Pine Street Shul. And the next event is on Thursday, the 15th of August, and we'll have a good entertainer. We're still negotiating, because we negotiate these people to give up their services, because we are in turn entertaining elderly people, and we don't charge for the event. We do get the food and different things donated, and it's a very good morning for people. It's a good publicity for the order, but it's also nice for these people to get out, and it's a pleasure to actually see them come to the center. I know you've been involved in some of these things. We'll be having three or four of these during the year. There's another lodge also doing a golf day, so I think you need to help them with their lodge. Dr. Herzl Lodge will be having a golf day in the next couple of months, and looking for sponsors. If anybody wants to contact the HRD in order to assist in any way or to play golf in some of these tournaments, and believe me, you get, besides the enjoyment of playing, nobody goes away empty-handed. There's always good prizes and a good day out. So you can contact us on 011-640-3017. I'm Stan Claff. I have in the studio with me Michael Krasner, who's our one of our most accomplished fundraisers, but also one of our leading brethren in the Hebrew Order of David. And we're going to, in a few minutes, we're going to go for a break. But just before we go, if they want to contact you, have you got a...
082-737-6002.
So
that's 082-737-6002. What I also would like to mention at this point in time is that one must always find time for those less fortunate. And I'd like to see more younger people, younger spirits, younger people involved in the HOD, in fundraising. And when people say they haven't got time, Hashem always says, you have to find time for people. There's not such a thing as you can't. Yes, you can. Thanks, Stan.
This is the HOD Hour with Stan Claff.
And I'm Stan Claff, and with me in the studio, Mark Krasner. He's an honorary member of the Hebrew Order of David, long-standing member, nearly 50 years. Soon we present a certificate and a medal, an award for being 50 years, and it'll be my honor to make sure that you get that, an appropriate ceremony. This morning on CNN, I don't know if too many of you people listened or watched, a lady by the name of Professor Deborah Lipstadt was interviewed, and she was talking about a book that she had written on anti-Semitism here and now. And I contacted her today, and she's going to be on the show in 2 weeks' time after Shavuot, and hope to get some insights on her from her and talking about, is anti-Semitism the same, or has it got worse? Is it changing in any form? Because it seems to me that there's serious problems throughout the world. Today, Rabbi Ari Shishler was on earlier. He was talking about in Germany how they're trying to get Jews not to wear yarmulkes because they don't want them to be seen as being Jews and to be attacked and open themselves up to attack. And I listened to that show quite intently, and the comments coming from him, and it's a sad situation. So the Hebrew Order of David has stood for against assimilation, against anti-Semitism all the years. We try in our own way to fight anti-Semitism by showing people what we can do and being out there and looking after people and having contact with the community. I think that's probably the best way. Mike?
Yeah, I agree with you, Stan. We have to combat it, and the only way to do it is to observe. That is the most important, is to observe and do what you have to do as a good Jew and be an example to your fellow Jews.
And you make an example. So just tell me, when you take these kids out on a Sunday morning from Selwyn Siegel, that's a sight to see. I've seen you walking along, and they all gather around you. Take them to shul. You're one of their heroes.
Stan, yes, I enjoy being with them. They actually like to get out to visit places. And I think it's important that they get out of their own environment and that they're exposed to other people and exposed to people, generally speaking, because when people see them, they're very kind to them, and to me that means a lot. Kindness and chesed and understanding people, that's what life's all about. We had a recent outing to Wild Waters where all of them were treated, and they had their lunch packs, and they had their friends going with them, and it was a fantastic Chavashoft day whereby they got involved, and they were outdoors, and they were able to chat with one another and enjoy life as such. And it meant a great thing to me being able to entertain these children.
And it takes a special kind of person to be able to communicate with them, because not too many people understand what it's about and are able to really talk to them. But you're very close to them. I mean, they know you by name. They love being around you.
Yes.
And it's a kindness that you give out. So something has to be clicking there. So you can work at all levels, top level for money, bottom level to the man of the people.
You're quite right, Stan. I enjoy it, and I'll keep enjoying it, please God. And I'll always see to it that they provide it for in every possible way, when and wherever possible.
Yes, yeah, so you take them out on every Sunday, or you take them to shul here?
Well, they come to shul. We see them in shul every Shabbos. And the good thing about it is that people offer their homes in Glen Hazel, because, you know, they've got to walk. And also the Santon community have also been very, very special to us, as well as entertaining us and entertaining the children. And I must say that Nando's have been very good, always giving us...
They never chickened out.
Never chickened out, never. And I must admit that it is wonderful that all these people open up their homes to them. They sleep over and they entertain them. And it's just wonderful. I just can't explain how it does my heart so good to see this happening.
So, yes, so it's a kindness that you really do a mitzvah to the community. I don't know how many people know that, but it's something which we stand in awe, watching this kind of thing happening.
Yes, yes, yes. And also I must say the Chabad of Ilova have been very good. All the Chabad people have welcomed them with open arms, and it's just been wonderful just to see the response that they get.
So you're a man who gives up his time. You attend a lot of lodge meetings, and it's your right as an honorary member to really attend whatever meeting you would like.
Correct.
And you really make sure that you spend that time. I don't know where you find the time, having all over the years, and I've watched you over the years. You put in much more time than most people. And time, I think, sometimes is much more precious than money.
Stan, I want to tell you, you're quite right. Time is an important factor in one's life, but I would say that to spend time usefully, to use it to the best of your ability, and to know that in life you're making a contribution, that's what time is all about.
So we're in the HRD, in the Hebrew Order of David International. We're about to get deeply involved in a project which I think should be dear to everyone's heart. It's called A Day in the Life of a Jew in South Africa. Today, with a cell phone, these are smartphones. You can take a photograph of anything, and it's easily uploadable and sent in. So when you send it in, we're going to try at the end of this project to make a coffee table book, and put the best pictures in there. We're offering 25,000 rand worth of prizes for this, and hopefully the book will come to fruition. And so outings like you make, you should make sure that you take photographs and be involved in this book, because I think there's a special place for the work that you do and the work that is done by Selwyn Siegel particularly, but you as a real friend of theirs. We want some pictures of you, so selfies or whatever it is. But everybody else, today with the cell phone, you send it in, all you have to do is email it to admin@hodavid.org, admin@hodavid.org. Notices will be going out from early June. Simultaneously, the Lodge Negev is doing a project which we do every year, and it's called Bringing Yontif Joy. We collect monies from the community, and they're very generous, and we pack parcels, and we deliver it in association with Kosher Mobile Meals. We send it to Hillbrow, Berea, around the different suburbs where the people have not got nice hampers of food at Yontif. I know other organizations do give them food. We try to add something a little bit better and a little bit nicer for Yontif. And we also now have expanded that operation to assist the lodge in the Eastern Cape, which is in Port Elizabeth. They do a similar project, and we provide them with funds to buy the products and send it over. And we also are getting questions and queries from overseas as to whether we will deliver it for special cases, people who would want something you know, something delivered to family because they're living overseas, and something a little bit additional. So we're going to add that into the mix this year. We hope to raise a lot of money. As I said, notices will be going out. You can pay either by credit card or by EFT into our bank account. And we'll acknowledge it. And we're very happy to make sure that you will understand where the money's going. We don't take any money for ourselves. It's a net surplus situation. Whatever we collect, we spend. And we buy really nice parcels and we deliver it. And the thanks from the community and the gratitude of some of these recipients is something to behold. And we haven't been able to deliver. We used to deliver ourselves, but we're very pleased to be working with the ladies from Kosher Mobile Meals and the Union of Jewish Women who've come on board from the last few years. We have a bingo evening. The proceeds go to the same thing and the Springing Yont of Joy, and we deliver it, as I said, on behalf of the community. And if you give to us, it's 180 rand is the donation. You can multiples of 180 rand. Don't be shy. We will send out notices where you can do that donation.
Stan, it sounds very exciting, and I hope that the project will be successful, especially locally, and our lodges overseas. I'm sure that they will project themselves accordingly, and that we should hopefully make as much as we can.
Yes, as an organization, we like to live off everybody else's success, and lodges like, say, Harry Groman on the East Rand, but we have a lodge in Cape Town, which is Lodge Golan, and they do a similar project. A couple of weeks ago, we had Con Travis on the show. He was talking about his project. We have Durban, which is Lodge Jaffa. We have Port Elizabeth and East London. And we have four lodges in the Gauteng region, which is Dr. Herzl, Lodge Negev, Lodge Jerusalem, and, of course, the Sahari Groman Lodge. Tell us a bit about the management of the lodge. You have quite a strong management team.
Yes, Stan,
You're the current immediate past president.
Yes. I'm actually the vice president in line to be the next president.
Again,
yes.
Man who gives up his time.
No, I enjoy it. And as they say, and I'm self-praise is no recommendation, but you can't keep a good man down. You can only let him go up. And I'm just trying to go up in life. And it's very gratifying to know that our management of our lodge is very active. We have a management meeting where we get all the members to attend, not only those on management, but all the members of the lodge to be present so that they can also participate wherever possible and know what the functions are and know what we are doing. Very important that the lodge knows what's actually happening amongst us.
So a lodge is a model for a new lodge that we are busy putting together.
Yes.
We hope to have a lodge of younger members, which will be opening in the next few months, hopefully. We're just looking for a name and a leadership team.
Correct.
On this last Tuesday, your lodge, headed by one of your members, that's Justin Baskin, he's the past president of the lodge, and he had a games evening for singles where people under the age of 35 could come along, play games. I don't know what kind of games, but they could meet singles of the opposite sex. It was men and women. It was very successful. I went along for a few minutes. I had a meeting in the evening there, and I went to have a look at what they were busy doing. Served a nice light meal, and everybody seemed to be enjoying themselves. And hopefully they're going to do it again, because I think that was a success. It's not so much a fundraiser as the fact that it's a community service. And maybe we can arrange a shidduch or two.
Sure. No, Stan, it sounds interesting. But the good thing about the Sahari Groman Lodge is that we have various events at one of our brother's houses, and his wife is always assisting and having a bagel evening or a shawarma evening, and they're very, very helpful. And we appreciate them making their home open to all the brethren of the lodge and the Chavashaft. That's also, which I forgot to mention, that in a lodge, you've got to have a certain amount of Chavashaft. And in our lodge, we have wonderful Chavashaft. Everyone looks forward to meeting each other at the next meeting, which is great. To me, we have a great response, and it means a lot as well.
And the fact that you socialize and the wives are on board means that the members of the order are able to go and do their job and do this extra curricular activity, which wouldn't be possible otherwise because you don't have the support of your good lady and not going to happen. And they're very much part of the association with the order and of the membership and the work that you do.
Yes, no, we work together, and that's what's important. We work as a team. It's like any company you run. It's a team effort, dedication, and that's what's important, and the connection as well.
And it's significant that the model of that wives being involved in the assisting the brethren and the members of the order to be involved in their activities is rubbed off on the lodges overseas. If you go to the United States and where we have now 9 lodges operating, that's actually what is happening. The women are very proud to assist and make sure that things happen and that their husbands and their boyfriends or spouses, whatever it may be, are involved in the activities, and they're the best advert.
Sure. No, Stan, I'm very pleased with the efforts of the local lodges, but also the overseas lodges, how they've expanded over the years. And due to your thanks, helping out has been tremendous. You've helped the order tremendously. And we're very thankful that we've got you to assist us. And I heard that San Diego's opening up a new lodge. Is that true?
Second lodge.
Oh, second lodge. Okay.
Well, San Diego's got the lodge. They're operating. We had Aubrey May Roberts on. He was involved in that shootout in their shoe.
Correct.
On the Saturday morning. Sadly, somebody did die there in that particular shootout, and it was a bit of an ugly incident. But yes, the lodge is going. And in fact, that the shul where the incident took place have offered the Hebrew Order of David a home for that, for another lodge to be in that area, in order to be able to operate the second lodge that they want to do. So, you know, it is moving along as far as the order is concerned. We are going to be having guests from all the lodges around the world over the next few weeks. So every Thursday when we come on the air will be a different voice. I'm pleased that you're representing not only yourself, but the Sari Grauman Lodge. But in addition to that, each lodge will be given an opportunity to, and you'll be amazed what work these lodges are doing in the United Kingdom, in England, in London particularly, in America, and the new lodges in Israel even, where we're going to be talking to them. And there is a organization called Zichron Menachem in Jerusalem, which looks after kids with cancer. And in September, there will be a trip by 350 people coming from that home, being hosted in England, in the United Kingdom. And in the lodge in London, we'll give them one day out. We're going to be talking to the leading organizers, the members of the order who are involved in that project. They take them out for a day and they treat them to breakfast, lunch and supper. They take them on rides. They give them really an entertaining outing in an activity center. And, it's something to hear what they do. But more importantly, what Zichron Menachem does, it's remembering Menachem. That's the son of the founders of the Zichron Menachem. And, order is proud to be associated with them in Jerusalem, where we've built a hairdressing or a beauty salon where these young kids and the teenagers are scared to go out. They're not, you know, they're having treatment, their hair's fallen out or whatever. They give them shaitels and they give them beauty treatments. They make them feel like real people, and the light shines out of these kids when they get this treatment, and how things change, and how they appreciate what's been done. Besides the fact that this organization looks after kids during the day who've got cancer, but the part of played by the order is this: we're proud to have this beauty salon, which is in our name, in the center in Zichron Menachem in Jerusalem. It's one of our projects. Tabo, do we need to go to a break?
This is the HOD Hour with Stan Claff.
And I'm Stan Claff, and I have my guest, Michael Krasner, from the Sahari Groman Lodge on the Benoni side of Gauteng. If you want to send a WhatsApp, you can send it to 061-895-1019, or you can SMS to 34519. If you want to send any messages, we'll try to answer any questions. We're proud to be selling a book called Learn Shabbos in Just 3 Minutes a Day, written by a South African, young South African rabbi, Rabbi Daniel Brody. It's a very well-researched, well-presented, well-documented book about Shabbos, and each page is you'll spend more than 3 minutes reading it when you do get it. We've prepared to send it anywhere in the country for 365 rand. That's 1 rand per day, free delivery to anywhere in the country within 48 hours. We use a courier, and if you want to order that book, you can send a message to admin@hidavid.org, and we'll send you the banking details, etc. Or you can come to the center and collect it and pay a little bit less, and pay by credit card if you want to do that. The contact number of the HOD center is 011-640-3017. I want to make a point that the Hebrew Order of David sounds like all work and no play, but in actual fact, we get a lot of enjoyment about the work that we do, and we have our functions. We have a lot of interaction with our members. It's a very big social club in a way. We know each other. We're friendly with each other. The wives are friendly. There's a social aspect, a chavashaft aspect to the order. And it's because of the fact that members of the order join, and you can see Michael's going on for 50 years. I've only been in the lodge a year or two. And, so people who join the order, there's got to be some reason why they would stay. People generally join the order, and don't leave readily, unless they move. And in fact, what has happened is because of immigration and, people going overseas, it gave us a window of opportunity. In the 80s and 90s, members of the order left, went to Australia, went to England, went to America, went to Israel. And, because of that, those members wanted the order again. They restarted the order within their community. So we have in Toronto, we have a lodge. We have 4 lodges running in Atlanta area. We have, in Texas, we have in Dallas and Houston. In Boca Raton, we have a lodge. We also have a lodge in San Diego, which I mentioned. We're looking to open 1 lodge a year there. That's the big growth area of the Hebrew Order of David. We will be opening another lodge in South Africa, in Johannesburg. And members of the public are interested, the rules are very simple. You have to be Jewish. If you're married, you need to be married according to the Jewish faith. In other words, to a Jewess. And if you're not married and you intend to get married, you need to marry within the faith. And of course, if you don't, then of course you just can't be a member. That is our contribution to assimilation, because we stand four square against assimilation and anti-Semitism. And we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism over the weeks to come. We'll have guests from various walks of life and people who've had experience and, of course, who are involved in fighting the scourge, which is rearing its ugly head. But back home, we're delighted to have had Michael Krasner here, a real fundraiser, a man who despite his stature, walks tall, is a strong member of the community, well respected in all circles, and it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Is there anything you want to say, add to the discussion? Something you want to mention? Don't mention me, just mention you. Let's talk about you.
No, Stan, I think that enough has been said, and all I want to do is get the message out to the younger people that join now or join a worthy organization and you'll never look back. Thank you, Stan.
Right, and that is one thing about the Hebrew Order of David, in that you're able to do what you want to do. If you want to do a project, we have the resources, we have the facilities, we have a HID center, which is available for use. We have, and of course we have tenants there, the Union of Orthodox Synagogues, and of course Gary Friedman Caterers. We're very proud of that. So also the Sephardi Shul. And if you want to be involved in projects, there are the facilities. We have the funds and the resources to do projects beyond, you know, we've always punched above our weight. And you can do so much more as a community organization as you can on your own. Yes, I know you can write out a check and get that warm, fuzzy feeling, but nothing beats getting involved and doing work within the community and seeing something happen and seeing your money being spent in the right places and the right way of doing things. We're not competing with other organizations. We have our own special projects and our own special charities around the world. The lodges have always supported Israel in projects that we do. And as I mentioned, we have Zichron Menachem. We've also built a swimming pool there. The lodges in America provided first responder vehicles in Sfat to assist. Those are ambi tractors. We've provided sets of glasses for Ethiopians who weren't able to get any medical assistance on that side. So as an organization in the world, we're beginning to make our way. We're not a huge organization. I think we're the biggest international Jewish fraternity. We have a footprint in almost every country. We're looking now towards other English-speaking areas. We were in Australia. We'd like to go back. We would like to go to New Zealand. We're already in Canada, in Toronto. And the opportunities exist for this order to grow. We have a war chest, not bragging, but we are able to do work in the community, and there's always something for it to be done. Michael.
Worthy Brother Stan, I'd like to also thank, we thanked Gary Friedman, but I'd also like to thank the Beth Din for their participation, as well as the Chief Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Yes, so they do occupy premises at the Hebrew Order of David. We're proud to have them there. As an organization working around the world, we're always looking for premises, and I have to say that the Chabad in America particularly, but a lot of shuls around the world have given us premises where we needed to operate, because we need meeting rooms. And we need facilities to be able to store stuff that we have and a base from which to work. And all of these places have come to the fore and given us that opportunity. And for Rabbonim, who don't know this, but around the world, almost every lodge is proud to have more than one and maybe more than one rabbi involved. So there's nothing that will prevent anyone from joining and being part of the community. And in fact, we can assist those shuls where we are involved with some of their community work and some of the things that they do. So if you want to talk to us on that level, we're happy to engage. We would like to attract more young people, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge for us, and we're challenging the youth to come forward. There are many of you out there who can make a difference in the community. It's not about money. It's about giving yourself and making a difference in the world. And the Hebrew Order of David, I have to say, and I'm proud to say, has got members like Michael involved with us, and over the years has grown because of that. We've been here for 115 years, since 1904, and we will soon be launching our website, and you'll be able to see the history, the timeline, the work of the different lodges. You'll be amazed where lodges were in the country. I think that if you were to take the surnames of every member who has ever been a member of the order, and you'll find that almost every family has a connection to the Hebrew Order of David in one way or another, be it an uncle, a father, a brother, a cousin. There's a link to everything. And in fact, we get daily requests because we have an extensive database of nearly 20,000 names. We also have the home of the Jewish Genealogical Society at the HOD Center. They use our facilities. And we also have the Yiddish Society has their books and their library in our archives. And we're busy putting together all our archives, which we've accumulated over 100 years. And, of course, that's a major mammoth undertaking. And we were putting – and people will be able to come and see, and if they want to research books that we have and stuff that we have, memorabilia. We're asked daily. I get calls almost every day from people around the world who want to know connection and where their family were and where they connected in one way or another. Even today, I had two requests for one from America. Actually, two from America, one from somewhere in Philadelphia and one from Colorado. So very interesting connection to the Hebrew Order of David. We're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you, Michael, for coming here.
My pleasure.
And Tabo, for your diligent hard work. And
thank you, Tabo.
And I wish you coming up good Shabbos to everyone, particularly you, Michael, and your work. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much, Lane.